Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It's the Milk Bar, episode 240. Jason and Zoe here this week, and you're feeling better.
I am, thank you.
And welcome without too much detail.
I don't want to go into too much detail.
It was
tummy issues.
Tummy issues. And then, last time you were off for 6 months, so we were lucky this time around, weren't we?
Yes, it was only 2 weeks, and I have some very strong iron tablets from the hospital.
To keep you in shape.
Yes.
Glad to have you back. It's always good to see you. So what's coming up on the show this week?
Well, I'm trying to get fit, so this one will be quite useful for me. We have a football team, so we'll be hearing about Wolverhampton Warriors.
Yeah, they are a football club here in Wolverhampton. More on that a little later on when Andy and Sean join us in the studio. Also this week, we'll be finding out about Wolves Deals. Steve Smith from wolvesdeals.co.uk joining us to tell us more about that one.
And some fantastic music from Heidi Brown.
She's just won an award.
I know.
Well, a national competition. And she's a local lass as well. Hearing from her very soon. But first of all, we're joined by Aidan Callaghan, a.k.a. Joe Roscoe from Hollyoaks. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, what's happening with your character at the minute?
Well, Joe Roscoe, last time we saw him, I think it's a couple of weeks ago now, maybe not quite that long. I mean, I'm still inundated with Twitter messages about it. Last time we saw him, he was in a building that was being demolished. He'd been shot and chained to the wall. And I believe we saw on the Friday episode, we saw a hand in the rubble.
Mm.
But can I just say, in that episode, you were very strong to pull your handcuffs out of the pipework it was attached to.
He's a tough guy. What can I say?
So, but what's it like playing these sort of characters? Because obviously, your build, your stature, and surprisingly for someone in Hollyoaks, not that I watch it very often, but you've got a surprisingly unsqueaky voice. You sound like a proper man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, to be fair, that's why they cast me. They wanted an alpha male. They wanted a rough, tough guy. But they wanted him to... They just didn't want him to just be nasty or be a thug. They certainly wanted that side, but they wanted that more in the past. This was more a guy who'd kind of been through that journey and was trying to straighten his life out here with his fiancée and try and have a family and do the right things. And, of course, the drama comes in that, you know, with things not going quite right. You know, the casting process was very long. They auditioned several thousand people. That's what I heard. They were looking for very particular actors for the part. They had a very clear idea of what they wanted. I mean, someone said to me, one of the taglines was Demi Moore, because obviously Gillian Telforth plays our mum. Demi Moore gives birth to Take That was one of the taglines. and I think I was kind of a Gary Barlow in the, you know, the safe pair of hands, the kind of leader of the group, you know. And in fact, all the characters we're all named after sort of rock and pop stars. You've got you've got the two twins, Robbie and Jason, obviously of Take That. You've got Freddie Mercury. David, or Ziggy, as he's known to the fans, David Bowie, Ziggy, and Joe. I was named for Joe Cocker.
Yeah, as I say, you're probably one of the only brothers that don't get the clothes off very often.
Which one's that?
Your character's probably one of the only ones that don't get the clothes off that often.
No, I don't. Not too often. I think the first couple of weeks they had us doing semi-naked car wash, and on occasion, they've been wearing my top off. I think the whole country's seen it now. I was in on the cover of Gay Times this month. I'm in Attitude magazine next month with nothing on as well. So
it's brought you some other work then.
But I don't walk around with no clothes, because it's not really the character. He's more of a grown man, you know. Not so much, but you know, they're when the occasion arises, they do like to get me clothes off.
Do you get on well with the other characters or the people that play your brothers?
It was obviously you start meeting the guys through the audition process, and so you go to an audition and you see some people, and then you'll go home, and then you come back and you see a couple of familiar faces, and then you go home, and then you come back and there's less people, and you start thinking, oh, he was there for the last couple. And we actually, weirdly enough, all, those guys, we all kind of got on quite well when we were up there anyway. Mm. And little Charlie, because there's two Charlies, Charlie Clapham, who plays Freddie, and Charlie Wernham, who plays Robbie. Me and little Charlie, we'd worked together on Bad Education, BBC Three comedy with Jack Whitehall. He was one of the main characters in that, and I went in and did an episode. So we kind of had worked together before. So when he turned up, we were like, oh, I know you. And we ended up living together, actually. So, we get on great. You know, part of the casting process, as well as they need to find, it's not only finding the right actors with the right look, but it's also finding people who can work well together and have the right chemistry on screen. To be honest with you, I think, you know, for the most part, guys tend to get on pretty well anyway, because, you know, you just kind of get on with it.
Mm. It's just a competition to see who ends up with their shirt off most often in the TV series.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're all down the gym quite regularly. So, you know, there's healthy competition there, but it's, you know, it's all in good fun.
All a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've worked in Emmerdale in the past. You've even done Casualty. I mean, you mentioned a few things you've been one episode for. And it must be nice being a jobbing actor to appear in all of these things and, to have stints where you're in something for a while. And it must be quite an exciting experience never knowing what's coming next.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I try and look at it. I mean, you could say it's frightening never knowing what's coming next, but I guess there's part of me that's drawn to the unknown, you know, with it. You know, I've had quote unquote normal jobs, you know, and I've worked on building sites, which I preferred to working in an office, actually. But, you know, I do like the not knowing what's going to happen and where I'm going to be, and that unknown factor in it all. You know, because it is exciting, and it's enriching and all those things, because, you know, you're working with different people in places. You know, part of what I've travelled a lot through Europe as well doing this job, you know, when I've filmed abroad and things like that. So, you know, I've got to see parts of the world on somebody else's, you know, credit card, if you like.
which is always good fun. I can vouch for that, but there we go.
Yeah.
Now, you've got an interest in football as well. And the reason I have your number is because you were down here at Molineux with us over the weekend, because you're a Wolves supporter.
I am. I'm a big Wolves fan, and I have been since I was a kid.
Now, how did that happen? Because you're from Aylesbury.
Yeah, well, it is a strange one, really. I mean, my dad's a Leicester fan. My family, really, I guess I should be a West Ham fan because, you know, my family, East London, and, you know, my mum is, and my granddad, and they all grew up around the bowling ground there. But the first professional game I ever went to see, I was 8 years old, and one of my uncles is a Burnley fan, and someone my dad played football with was a Wolves fan. And it was for the Sherpa Van Trophy final. Mm-hmm. It was that 88-89 season. And Dad had decided I was old enough now to go to see my first game, and it happened to be that one. And as we were walking down, the time that we got there, and when we were walking down the stadium, we were just surrounded by, you know, a sea of gold shirts. I mean, I think there was 88,000 there that day, and 55,000 of them were Wolves fans. You know, it's incredible, and just shows the level of support we have and have always had. And I just, you know, as a kid, seeing these golden shirts glinting in the sun, I sort of said, ah, I'm going to support them today. You know, I didn't know they were in the fourth division at the time. And
it doesn't matter when you're that age, does it, really?
No, and it didn't. You know, and then it just kind of stuck. And actually, when I was at school and stuff, I kind of liked the fact that I was the only kid that wasn't a Man United, Tottenham or Liverpool fan.
And of course, you got to see the team grow, and you probably built some heroes, the likes of Much and Ball and all the guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bully was a massive hero of mine, and, you know, a phenomenal player, a guy that could have probably played at almost any club in Europe at the height of his powers, and, you know, he chose to stay with Wolves, and, you know, which is a great thing. But I remember as a kid playing youth football, I remember really clearly once scoring this goal where I'd dribble round about the whole other team and then smash this ball in. And I remember the referee coming over to me. I must have been a bit about nine, and he sort of patted me on the head and went, "You've been watching Ryan Giggs," because obviously Ryan Giggs had only just come onto the scene then. And I went, no, Steve Ball. You know, and ever since then I've been a huge fan, you know, and I've been there for the highs and of course for the lows.
A couple of lows the last two seasons, but hopefully on the way up. A good result at the weekend against Bristol, and that must have proven interesting in your house and your relationship.
Yeah, because obviously my girlfriend Sarah James, Bristol fan, which is why that game had always been earmarked. We thought that'd be
you've got to get to that one.
Fun one to get.
Whatever work he's making you do, you've got to get to that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, but we have a little bit of playful banter, but we're quite supportive of each other, and I think she was.
You can say that because we won.
Exactly, but I think she was quite realistic of their chances. You know, she's booing in the background now. but I think she's realistic of where they are and where we are, and what we have at our disposal and what they have at their disposal. And I thought we played some really nice stuff in difficult conditions. With and it's great to see a side populated with players that have come through our academy system. And it's I think that's really pleasing for the future, and it's not just a case of just chucking them in because we haven't got any other options. It's because these guys are good enough.
Yeah,
and I said, and they're only going to get better. People always use West Ham and Southampton have got a great history of producing phenomenal players, and obviously there's been a lot of investment over the years with our training facilities and into our academy, and we're starting to see the fruits of that. And it's great to see Danny Barth sign his contract, and what a great player and a leader he is. And I think it's also going some way to really repairing that slightly fractious relationship between the fans and the players that had started to fester over the last, over the last two seasons. I think we're all aware. I mean, I was there with Jody. Me and Sarah Jane were there with Jody Craddock. The last game I managed to get to was the Burnley game at the end of last season. And really, the less said about that, the better. But the contrast in being there on Saturday to that game was, it was like a different place.
Mm-hmm. Even in spite of the weather, everybody was well up for
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, and to see, to see 20,000 plus there. In that third division, and there's no doubt that, we're a big club, but at the minute we are where we deserve to be, which is in the third division based on recent performances. And, I'm not one of these that I like the rivalry. I think rivalry is good for football, but I'm not too bothered about West Brom or what they're doing. They are where they deserve to be, which is two divisions higher than us. But I think that the future looks great for us. Mm-hmm. And I frankly couldn't care less what they do.
Yeah.
Because we're always going to be a bigger club anyway.
That's the way it works. I like your thinking, but there we are. And you play a bit of football yourself as well, don't you? Because you've played in the Emmerdale team, I think, for a number of years. Yep. Are you still hanging out with the guys there?
Yeah, I do. I still speak.
Is Alex Carter still playing in that one as well?
Alex Carter, Alex Carter's a bit like me.
Emmerdale, Hollyoaks, turns up anywhere.
Well, he was Hollyoaks, Emmerdale, went back to Hollyoaks, and now I believe he's doing a bit of writing.
Last time we spoke to him, he said he was writing. I haven't been able to get hold of him since because he was pitching an idea to somebody.
That's right. Yeah, no, I know he's still working at that, and I think the last thing I heard that they might be something that he's written, they might be doing a pilot of. Yeah, so he's a great character, great lad. I haven't seen him at any of the football recently, but it might be that he's too busy. I love the football. Part of the great thing about these types of jobs, your Emmerdale and Hollyoaks and those slightly more profile-y jobs, is that I get to indulge the, a boyhood dream of being a footballer, because we get to play at some nice grounds, and it's great, when we get to play against the ex-pros. And although this year my track record injury-wise was shocking. I think we had 8 games and I was injured in 7 of them.
But you have to make sure that you can still do your acting on a Monday as well, don't you?
Well, yeah,
without hobbling,
I did have that this summer, because the first charity game we played this year was against ex-West Brom. I played in a charity game against an ex-West Brom team, and I'd pulled my calf muscle in training about a week before. But I was desperate to just get on the pitch. And I thought, even if I get on for 10 minutes and jog about. And anyway, within the first 3 minutes, I'd made a bit of space in the area. The ball broke to me and I smashed it in the top corner, which I've tweeted this video on YouTube hundreds of times because the cameraman got it perfect. But as I've hit the ball, my right calf muscle just ruptured.
Oh, dear.
And so then I was out for a few months. So I missed some charity games because of that. But in a sense, it was worth it just to stick one in against them. But I was hobbling around at work for about 3 weeks after that.
I'm sure the Mickey was taken out of you endlessly for that too.
It was, yeah, especially when you can see me hobbling through scenes. And of course, people watch the show that I've been in a few scraps, and he's quite a physical character. So I was on my feet a lot. But as an actor, you know, I feel, you know, unless you're dead, you don't take a day off work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go in rain or shine, if you're ill or what, injured or whatever, you get in and do your job. You know, and also because I love doing it, but it was tough hobbling about on that for a few weeks, I've got to admit.
Not easy. Yeah. Aidan, good to speak to you. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for taking the time out of your day, and you're relaxing in a glamorous hotel somewhere near Bristol at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, just around the corner. But no, it's a pleasure, and any time.
No problem at all. And what's your Twitter feed so people can get hold of you and find out your musings and thoughts?
Anybody who wants to sort of keep up with my goings and my bad jokes and and all sorts can find me at Aidan Callahan, A-Y-D-E-N Callahan.
Stalk you that way, that's
see
brilliant.
See where you come out of the building that was knocked down as well.
Well, we'll just have to wait.
Only
see,
time will tell. Yes. Your agent may be on the phone, you never know, do you? That's
exactly
the way it works.
Exactly.
Brilliant speaking to you. Thanks,
all
mate.
Right.
See you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's take our first track from our featured artist today. It's Heidi Brown. This is Lost in Grey.
Shining above the clouds. Don't let things drag you down, and your head can rise above the crowd. We down here, we get so lost, forget our little smile cost. Cause down below, lost in gray, yeah. Oh, down below, we're lost in gray, forget how little a smile would cost, yeah. Cause down below, lost in gray, yeah. Better yet, stuck in the clouds, stuck in the mud, stuck in the mud, stuck in the mud.
Heidi Brown and Lost in Grey, and she joins us now on the phone. Hello, Heidi.
Hello.
Good to speak to you again.
Yes, you too.
And when last we spoke, you were preparing yourself for Open Mic UK, and we shall let you announce how well you did in that. Come on, let us know what actually happened.
I won.
Hey.
Well done. So what's involved now? What was the prize?
Well, the prize initially was a lovely glass trophy, but 2 days later I found out I was the overall winner, because first of all, I was just the winner of the over 21s category.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm the overall winner. They basically, the organisers of the competition are acting as my management, and they've got £5,000 which they're going to invest in the development of my music. So they're basically putting things forward to me. Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And they're going to record my Well, they want me to release Girlfriend as a single, so they want me to record that again. So that's the first bit of spending. So I'm going to go down to Southampton and record that with Birdie's producer. And hopefully the rest of the money, I think I'm going to do a music video, maybe do a bit of a tour of Europe.
Oh, that sounds good. That £5,000 is going a long way, isn't it?
It is, yeah, particularly like that. But you have to spend these things wisely. And what was the event like itself? Because it must have been a little bit nerve-wracking, even though you're used to performing.
Well, strangely, out of all of them, that was the least nerve-wracking. The first round, I was very nervous. That was in Manchester. And the second round was in Yorkshire. And similarly, I didn't really feel myself. I wasn't totally at ease, but like at the NEC, I just felt like, I don't know, because I wasn't putting myself under pressure to win, and I was just happy that I'd got to the final. I just really just chilled out and enjoyed myself.
Was it packed? Was it quite nerve-wracking looking through the whole crowd, or did you try and avoid that?
Bother me at all. I was just so calm. I just felt like I'm just going to go out and enjoy it, and I did. And I just felt the audience were behind me. There was probably 65 or so people that had come specifically to support me, and then all the others, I just got this feeling off the crowd that they were enjoying the music. They were all like clapping along and smiling, and the judging panel were all sort of nodding along, and they just seemed to perk up. So I felt like it was going my way.
And everything did, and obviously did, because you got that top prize of the deal, and all the work that's going to be done making sure everybody here gets to hear your music. I mean, we enjoyed it last time round, enjoying it now. We're going to hear Girlfriend in a moment or two's time, but with all the stuff you've been doing in the media, I know you've been filming for Midlands today. It must have been really nice also getting that sort of recognition too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, this has been a brilliant platform. It's just, you know, you need an angle to get in any media exposure. You need something to have happened, really. And although I've released two albums, there's not enough news there to get on TV unless something, you know, specific happens. So this is major enough now to really, like, help me along my way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suppose even if you didn't manage to drop in your website and things like that, as long as people know what your name is, they can just put it into Google and find all your websites from there. So it's
Well, I've got loads more hits on my website now. Yeah. I was getting sort of in the tens, and now it's like over 100 a day. Like on the first day, had quite a lot of hits. And then there's a video of me, it's on yesterday when I checked, it was on something like 15,000 views in less than a week.
That's really good.
And that's 15,000 people who are getting turned around to your music and knowing it's well worth a listen. So give us those web addresses. Where do we find you?
www.heidibrown.co.uk.
And it's spell Heidi for those who are uneducated, and Brown for those who don't know. It's got an E on the end.
Okay, HEIDIBROWNE.
And you can get
Add the E on my notes there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had done it without the E.
Yes,
oh, dear.
We'll educate her sooner or later, don't worry. But have a great time with everything that happens from this point forward. We look forward to hearing again from you soon. Although your first two albums are now available in iTunes as well, I think, aren't they?
The first album's on iTunes. The second one is available through my website. So you can buy them both in hard copy on my website, but the first one on iTunes.
Oh, very good.
Well worth doing as well, because I say we're loving the music. Okay, so we will take a listen to Girlfriend. Just before we play it, how do you think you're going to change the sound of this one or when you come to re-record? Have you got any more ideas on what you want to do with it?
Yeah, I was quite interested about that because, it came from the top, the idea of re-recording it. But I think because my mouth trumpet went down a storm at the NEC, I think rather than having violin, I might swap the violin for either a real trumpet or perhaps my mouth trumpet, which is when I impersonate a trumpet with my mouth.
Okay, you can't say that without giving us a demonstration.
I knew you was going to ask that then, Jason.
You'll have to come to a live gig. You'll have to come to a live gig to get a demonstration.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. And I'm sure that... No, he's impressive. I like that. That's good. Brilliant. Heidi, thank you for joining us. I know you've got to go and watch yourself on TV now, so we look forward to speaking to you again in the near future, though. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye.
Snarl in the bed and tell me that I'm beautiful. I won't ask for much. It's all in my head when I tell them you're romantic, but I'll take what I get with no fuss. Cause I wanna be your G.I. I'd rather for I-N-D-O-I. Wanna be your G.I. I'd rather for I-N-D-O-I.
been out for a while, but just apologize, you don't have to get down on your knees. Cause I wanna be your G-I, or Alpha Ryan D-O-R. Wanna be your G-I, or Alpha Ryan D-O-R.
Girlfriend there.
We're joined in the studio now by Andy Caulfield, Vice Chair of Wolves Warriors AFC, LGBT-friendly football club. Been going about 3 years in Wolverhampton. Andy, hello.
Hiya.
How did the club come about to start off with?
Basically, just a group of friends started having a kick around on a Sunday, and we had about two or three members that joined us that kind of were from the LGBT community. That built, advertised it, snowballed, joined the Gay Football Supporters National Leagues. We're in our second season in League Three, and it's just building from there.
The league itself, again, it's not exclusively for people who are LGBT. It is up to anybody who wants to come along and play. But obviously, within a safer environment, because football isn't renowned for, in some cases, for its tolerance of different lifestyles, isn't the right way of putting it. But you know where I'm coming from.
Absolutely. We describe ourselves as attitude-free football.
Mm-hmm.
We're very heavy on the social side. So when we play away matches, after the matches, we go back to the opposition sponsor venue, have some food, chat with them. Away trips such as Newcastle, we go away for the weekend, meet their players the day before, etc. So it's all about the social as well as the actual playing sport.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea though, doesn't it? It expands your social life as well as playing a bit of football and getting fit.
And I suppose
I like the sound of that.
You like the sound of it. Yeah. You can join. Fine. Can you play football?
I was going to say, can I join?
Yeah, is it specifically male team, or you got a female team, or how does it work?
No, we are FA registered. Mm-hmm. In order to get FA registration, we had to promise the FA if we do take part in any FA sanctioned competitions, it's single sex.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Gay Football Supporters Network sits outside of the FA, so they are those matches are mixed.
So, but you've got a squad you can choose from, whoever, and it means that everyone doesn't have to be available each week. It can vary the team as you go.
Absolutely. We play about two matches a month. Mm-hmm. Got a squad of just over 20, always looking for more players. And again, it doesn't matter on your age, your ability. We play rolling subs in our league matches as well. So even after 10 minutes, if you're feeling a bit tired and want a break, you can come off, have a break for 10 minutes, then go back on.
Okay, well, first things first, have you got a website then if people are interested in taking part?
We have. It's www.wolveswarriors.info.
And you can get the information that you need there. And I suppose you're also looking for support from the structure behind the club, and whether it be making sure that your facilities are ready or whatever, anyone who wants to turn up and help out can turn up and help out.
Absolutely. Playing in a national league takes a lot of organising.
Mm-hmm.
So even if people just want to help us with fundraisers or just want to be part of the committee to present their ideas, any help is gratefully received.
Mm. You say it does take a lot to run a football club, because we did it when my son was younger. We ran a football club for him, and it's amazing how much admin work you've got to do, and like you say, fundraising, because there's all sorts of hidden costs that you don't know until you start doing it yourself.
Mm. So away travel is our biggest, because we're in the National League, travelling to Newcastle, Cardiff, London.
Mm-hmm. And so you can go so far with convincing the members. They're having a lovely time going away for the weekend, and they will.
Yeah.
But even that, so it's probably cost just a little bit more out than your standard night out in Wolverhampton on a Friday night, Saturday night.
It does. We try and minimise it as much as possible with the help of sponsors. And we have a monthly subscription system for our members. So if you're a player, you just pay £20 a month. From that, we then have to work within that kind of budget.
To try and get everyone in the right place at the right time. Mm. And where are your home matches played?
Fowler's Park.
You'd love people to come down there and watch the matches. Is there a charge
Absolutely.
To watch?
No charge at all. Our next home match is on February the 9th against London Left Footers.
Oh, we've got to turn up and support against London Left Footers, haven't we?
We can't let them win. Down in their place, we beat them 6-0, so it's...
It should be a goal fest.
Hopefully.
That's the theory. And you mentioned sponsors there, and you're quite proud that you have actually signed up a kit sponsor now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell us more, because we have Sean Kesey, the owner of Gorgeous Bar, who is that sponsor. Hello, sir.
Good evening, Jason. Good evening, Zoe. Hello. In person at last.
Yeah, I know. We've spoken to you a few times about the Pride events that have taken place in Wolverhampton, but we haven't actually had you in the studio before, so it's good to have you along.
Well, you have now.
Yeah. So how did this one come about? Because you must have heard of the guys and girls playing over the years.
Yeah, we've known about the football team for quite a while because they changed their name recently. And we were aware that they were looking for a sponsor, and their ethos of LGBT friendly is very similar to the ethos of Gorgeous, which we'd probably say it backwards, actually. We'd say it's a straight friendly venue because it is classed as an LGBT venue. But if you walk in there on any trading night, you'll find a mixture of all sexualities all having a good time. And the link between the two just seemed an ideal one.
And when it comes to something like this, again, you maybe not going to be able to go to the away games yourself that often, but it is spreading the name of your club around the country. So if people do visit when they maybe, say, come to a Pride event, and you do often get people travelling around the country to visit many of them to see whether it be the acts or just to enjoy the atmosphere, it means that people know where to turn up to too.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, we've worked hard to get Gorgeous's name... made more popular around the area. Last year we won Best Midlands Gay Venue overall outside Birmingham, which was good. But obviously a link with a football team like the Warriors, who do travel to London and Newcastle, does get the club's name around. But we're also hoping the other way, that you know, the club can build on the sponsorship that we can offer.
And, yep, you can also then expect them to turn up for a few beers after a match as well, which is good.
Well, there is that.
there is 20 of them.
Yeah, the buffets are amazing.
So, quality buffets, they can be vouched for, which is good. So how long is the sponsorship deal for, to start off with?
It's 12 months to start with, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, obviously we can forge strong links between the bar and the football team and move forward.
And you never know, it could be you're vying for competition to keep that place as a shirt sponsor next year as things move on from strength to strength.
Well, that's it, you know. The bigger the football team gets, you know, the harder it will be for us to remain their sponsor. But
you wouldn't be upset by that, though. You'd be proud of the work that you've done to help create that situation too, I'm sure.
Well, Gorgeous is a business at the end of the day. You know, it's there to make money. It's there to keep me going. But I'm also aware that it has a responsibility as an LGBT venue. To promote and support LGBT people and groups in Wolverhampton, which we try and do as much as we can.
Oh, keep up the good work on that one. Andy, give us that web address one more time for the club.
It's www.wolveswarriors.info.
And the full address for the next match, which, as you say, is the 9th of February?
Yeah, it's Fowler's Park, 9 Elms Lane, just off the Cannock Road. And it's a 2 p.m. kickoff against London Left Footers.
And so you're free to get in, and you can go along, and then I suppose everybody will be heading into town afterwards to pop down for that buffet.
Yep, straight back to Gorgeous.
Got to get loads of Midlanders up for that one on the night.
Yeah, get everybody cheering the guys on. And Sean, your web address?
Yeah, ours is www.gorgeousclub.co.uk. Or, I nearly saw you jumping in there, Facebook/Gorgeous.
The Facebook page is important. And Andy, you haven't mentioned one of those. Have you got Facebook friends?
Or we have.
Okay, I was just checking you. Yeah, you didn't mind chatting with people that way.
That's fine. We're on Facebook, Wolves Warriors AFC, and on Twitter, @ Wolves Warriors.
Now, you're going to jump in with a Twitter address now, Sean, are we?
No.
No, you're not.
Twitter's
playing that
a bit beyond me.
Okay.
That's to come.
Okay. Well, thanks, both of you, for coming in, and good to hear the work. Zoe, you're going to have to go along. I'm out the country for that football match. Yeah, so you can go along to the
I'll
game on the
some,
night.
Take some rowdy people with
That's
me.
That's it. Get them to make some noise. That'd be good. Cheers. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, some more music from Heidi Brown. Please don't follow me.
Heidi Brown, Please Don't Follow Me. Their Wolves Deals goes live on the 1st of February. A great way for Wolves supporters to save themselves some money by the sounds of things, but I know nothing more than that. To tell us all about it, Steve Smith, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, you guys have been busy putting something together that's new and exciting, and you can register in advance for, but that's all I know about it.
Yes, you can register in advance. The deal goes live very shortly. We're looking for local business people to register. We're looking for local people, supporters to register and get ready for the deals, really.
So what sort of things are you thinking of? Because obviously you mentioned local businesses. You're not just talking about national companies who want you to join their website via your website. I'm sure there'll be some of that, but it's going to be much more about people getting value where they live.
That's right. I'm a local person myself, so I appreciate local businesses. Everybody's got deals to offer. Everybody loves deals. So this is a site which allows people to, whether you're a mobile hairdresser or you have a multiple business, this site allows people to put deals on themselves. They don't have to wait to contact people. They can go into the site, they can click, add a deal, and post the deal on themselves.
Mm.
From there,
so how would it work? Say, for example, if it was a mobile hairdresser, and I don't know, say they've got 5% off a cut, would they put that on there, and then somebody that's just browsing would be able to give them a call and book themselves in? Is that how it would work?
That's right. Everybody has to start from somewhere. I started from the market store, so I know how difficult it is to get in, and get to people. But this site allows, like I say, a mobile hairdresser to post the deals on and to offer their deals to a wider audience. So they post their deals on. People would click on the site and order. And then the range of time when she was going to cut their hair.
So is there any charge at all for either the consumer or the business? Do they have to pay like a fee per year, or is it?
No. So for people buying the products, the deal is there, which they buy the voucher, have it done whenever they want. And the person puts a deal on, we charge a small fee. This is a site, it's a voucher site, a deal site, not only local businesses, but if you're looking for, you know, to treat your partner for Valentine's Day and you're looking for a spa, you can put, you know, where is the cheapest spa?
Yeah.
The site will go through all the deal sites, not only local deals, but it'll go through from Groupon to Living Social. So it's like a one-stop site. So rather than joining many deal sites, there's, you know, this is a one-site comparison site, really.
So it's a hub where it all comes together.
Yeah.
And the other good bit is it's in Wolves colours too.
It's Wolves colours, so it's supporting the local business in Wolverhampton. There's a lot of people got great deals to offer, and it's a great, Wolves have got a great name. They've got a lot of supporters. They support people, so why not support business?
So I think it is a very good idea, because a lot of small businesses don't have the revenue to be able to advertise that widely. They might have some really good deals on that are going to beat some of the larger competitors, and they just can't afford to let that many people know about it. So that's really good. And then, of course, the consumers are getting a good price on what they want to purchase. So
that's right. And a lot of people spend a lot of money designing websites, but unless people know it's there, it's a bit of a waste of money, really.
Yeah,
So this promotes their business, and hopefully if they can prove they can do a really good job, then customers will go back there again.
Oh, definitely.
And not only, there's the type of deals you can get on this site will be everything from restaurants to days out to gadgets, products, there's jewellery. We've even got some memorabilia from the Wolves going on there.
Have you got quite a lot of things already registered on there?
Yes, we've got...
with the opening.
Well, so far we've had more than 7,000 people register.
Oh.
We've got a lot of companies, the phone's been really busy today with people wanting to know more and put the deals on. So it's a portal for the local area to communicate with the... there's lots of great businesses in Wolverhampton, and it's where I started Poundland, so I've got a great passion for it.
It's about keeping it local to start off with. You can find deals around the country because of the way in which you work this as well. So a great opportunity to buy and to sell. So the important thing we need now is that web address.
Oh, the web address? Okay, it's wolvesdeals.co.uk. It goes live very shortly, and we look forward to people putting deals on. And not only you, if you're looking for deals, we've got some national deals on there as well, but we've got lots of people signing up, and there's been an amazing response today, and we're amazed the type of deals that are coming forward.
Yeah, so say we could do some new tyres on the car, so I might check it.
Now the site actually launches itself on the 1st of February, and you need to keep checking back to see what time and when, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
So keep checking wolvesdeals.co.uk and find out all about what's going on there. Steve, great speaking to you, thank you for joining us. It sounds like a brilliant website and a great way of both saving some money and or drawing advertisers in for a sensible fee.
Thank you ever so much.
Cheers. Speak to you soon. Drop it out.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's take another track then from Heidi Brown. It's You Make Me Smile.
Do, 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 do. You make me smile. Hard. You make me smile. Hard. You make me smile. Hard. You do. Do, 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 do. You make me smile. Hard. You make me smile.
That's our final tune from Heidi Brown there, and that's it for this week. We're off, back with episode 241 next week. Now, do you think you did 2 weeks in a row?
Oh, I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
Okay. You sure? I don't want you disappearing on me between now and then, because I know what you like. You do ill.
Send you a sneaky text message.
Okay, let me know what's happening. We'll be back next week for episode 241. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.